bringing our man Jason Jones from The Athletic. Oh, that's a good hat right there.
Man.
That's a good hat right there.
I hadn't broke it out yet. Y'all was like, he don't be wearing no different hat.
About to say, that's Dodger
one. So I was like, let me go ahead. And
yeah, that's a good one.
That's probably the best hat you've ever worn on this show.
Tops any of the stuff you usually wear.
What exactly is it? Is it a Nike hat or is it just
The Nike? Yeah, okay, it's a Nike hat. Yeah,
okay,
Nike.
Yeah. For those not watching, it says Bo Knows, which I'm a mark for every time.
He ain't gonna wear the hat of a third place team today. So you know, gotta do what you gotta do. Not gonna wear the hat of a third place team. You know what I mean? So.
You might want to chill with your talk, you know, considering you root for about 15 teams.
I root for one team.
The Kings made a big push to clinch ninth, and you feeling good, so you want to talk trash?
All right, Jason, that's not fair.
Hey, come on.
It ain't clinch ninth. It was 10th. And they need the Warriors to win tonight for them to clinch 10th.
They made a big push now that it don't matter.
Well, hell, they might.
It still matters to me, damn it.
Yeah.
Still real to me. Hey,
if it wasn't for KD getting hurt and Anthony Davis refusing to tank, you know, they might be sitting there talking about draft picks right
okay,
now.
I don't like your attitude.
Who's guys?
Normally,
who brought him to
the
party?
Normally, I'm on your side.
Who brought this guy to the party?
He started it. I was chilling. He started it. You know, it wasn't the easiest day to be a Dodger fan yesterday. I'm trying to be nice, and he just came out swinging.
Well, Shohei hit a home run, so everybody should be happy, right?
I'm sorry I lashed out. That was my pain, man. I lashed out. I'm sorry.
We are rooting for the Lakers tomorrow. The Lakers in Dallas tomorrow. You talk about clinching the ninth seed. Well, that could go a long way.
Do work.
So we were wondering if anyone was going to play because we saw LeBron's going, Austin Reeves, Luka. They're all going tonight against OKC.
Well, I think the Lakers got to go 2-2 to clinch 3.
Okay.
So, I mean, you got to get – maybe they're figuring, hey, we can get, you know, this one. You can get Dallas. Because, I mean, Luka's playing in Dallas. So, I mean
– oh, yeah.
Luka might go for 65 tomorrow.
I said. Those guys are playing today because they know we ain't getting no shots tomorrow. So, let's just – let's play a regular game today.
Luka going Kobe last game tomorrow. Yeah, in Dallas.
They're gonna ask, can Nico sit like courtside?
Oh, Nico gonna have like a suit you notice on. He's not gonna have like a dark blue suit on. He's going to have something very bright and noticeable to make sure the cameras catch him.
He said, I ain't no punk.
If I was Nico, I wouldn't even watch the game. I wouldn't even come in the building that tomorrow.
I'd be like, I'm here. I ain't no punk. I'm here. What? I traded him. What?
I'm just saying.
That's how
I mean, it's going to be weird when the game starts and the fans are all cheering for the Lakers. Poor AD. AD did nothing wrong, and they're going to be cheering for Luka.
Yeah, I do wonder. Well, it's like we talk about a lot with Twitter and then actually being in the Golden 1 Center. But I wonder what that environment is going to be like as far as, like Jason just talked about, people root, like, I bet there's going to be a lot of people who are Mavs fans, MFFL, who want Luka to come in to that arena and destroy the Mavs tomorrow night.
They're hoping that Luka comes in there and gets like 75 and they fire like Nico like that night or something. There's a lot of people who don't like Nico down in Dallas beyond the Luka trade. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, but hey, you know, people getting fired left and right in the NBA. Who knows what will happen tomorrow?
The thing that's crazy about it, it's not like Nico went rogue. It's not like Dallas didn't know
matter.
What he was doing.
That doesn't matter. Since when did fandom have to be rational and make sense?
That's true.
It doesn't matter that someone had to say this was okay. It doesn't matter that maybe ownership was like, we don't want to pay Luka. It doesn't matter. It's just like, you know what? Someone's got to be the public face of it, and it's Nico. You know, Jay Kidd ain't standing up there taking that hit.
No. Yeah.
You kind of alluded to it. Your boy.
My boy.
You covered him. Michael Malone fired today.
Yeah, I need to reach out and see what's going on. Not that he's going to tell me anything, but, you know, man, that's just four games left in the season?
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Denver was like, y'all thought what Memphis did was wild. Watch this.
My favorite part is always the internet reaction. And someone said, okay, thanks a lot, Denver. Jokic will be a Laker in 2 years. Thanks a lot for this.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Trade demand coming. LeBron will retire, and then Luka will be like, get my homie out here.
Jokic will be at home with his horses in 2 years.
After the Lakers got Luka, you can't tell Laker fans nothing. They're like, why can't we get Jokic?
I feel like the Lakers could be 1-81 and you couldn't tell them anything.
Hey, chill.
Okay, my bad. Okay, all right. That's a receipt.
Y'all act like y'all ain't got some crazy fans everywhere. Y'all chill now. Chill.
Somebody, I think it was Eddie Johnson, I saw a tweet, and former NBA player Eddie Johnson, who talked about, there's no way this move goes down without them running it past Jokic. You think that's accurate?
Mm.
I think someone said something to him.
I don't.
I think so. I mean, it may not have been like we're clearing it with you, but they could. I think someone let him know that he didn't get a random text. But it's kind of like with the De'Aaron and Mike Brown thing. People saying, well, did De'Aaron know? Did he okay? You know, it's. I think it can be overstated how much a player can have on that. Because I don't think Joker is like crazy. I don't think he would be like, yeah, fire the coach today. Hmm. Like, am I completely shocked? I mean, he'd been there 10 years. You know, they weren't going to be probably a top three team. They've been struggling lately. But yeah, you don't fire Michael Malone. You won a championship less than 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I guess maybe management was like, he ain't going to see Darvin and D'Angelo in the first round. We might be in trouble.
Man, the streak of shots at Darvin Ham that Jason has had on this show is impressive.
What is?
I'm just saying, maybe they were like, shoot, if we draw the Lakers this time, we actually got to like think. No, let's not do this. Let's go ahead and end it now.
Every Tuesday, Darvin Ham just minding his own business. And all of a sudden, Jason Jones comes out like Seth Rollins on the original heel turn.
Not bothering.
I don't think I said anything last week.
Not bothering we'll anybody. Just sitting there with his hands in his pocket. Not bothering anyone.
Well, that's how he coached.
My point was that it was going to be a rough road in the postseason because you didn't have that tailor-made, you know. You couldn't bank on the other team's point guard scoring 0 points in a playoff game.
You think Michael Malone is a good coach?
I do. I don't think his style is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how he can rub people the wrong way. I like it personally because I'm like, if you're winning, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I could see how he could, rub people the wrong way, so to speak. You know, I know folks in L.A. don't like him. They're just like, dude, get over it. You beat us. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a good coach. I mean, unless we're going to start saying guys who want, I forgot what his record is overall in Denver, but you look at what he got to, he got there in that post George Karl, post Brian Shaw era. You know, they had a team with him, with Jokic and Nurkic together. No, it wasn't exactly the best constructed team, to get them to where they eventually became a championship caliber team. I think you got to give him a lot of credit. So I think Michael will be fine. Michael will bounce back somewhere. I mean, if Greg Popovich decides to retire, there's going to be other openings if he wants to coach. Cause didn't he just sign an extension not that long ago?
Maybe a year or two ago. Cause I remember
that after the title.
Yeah.
Well, we know extensions don't mean nothing with coaches, mean nothing.
Not a damn
thing.
As
Michael Malone, as Mike Brown is well aware of.
Yeah, the Kings spent years playing coaches who weren't working for them. So, hey, this is just numbers on a piece of paper. They got to pay the guy who won't work for them anymore.
What'd they give Mike, $30 million to coach 18 games or 31 games?
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. I'm proud of Mike Brown for that, man. That's the American dream.
He chilling. Big chilling.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're upset, but you're like, I get over it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's payday. I'm fine.
Yeah. Just first.
This is better than Bobby Bonilla day.
In today's economy, I'm just fine.
Yeah, he's like, shoot, go ahead, let's run this thing back. He ain't doing no TV. He chilling.
Mm-mm.
What do you, nobody really knows, but, you've had a little more time to maybe read some things. Like, what was the, why would you fire him now? Even if you thought this was the last dance, so to speak, like you're four games away from the postseason. Go through the postseason, see what happens.
Yeah, I guess they say things I've seen is partly was they struggled lately. You know, they would lost four in a row. I think there's the discussion about we were probably going to do this anyway. Might as well get it out the way, I guess. But remember, the GM is gone too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was Kevin O'Connor said that they didn't get along. I'm like, well, this makes no sense. You fire them both then, I guess, if that's the case. But I mean, I don't think Denver's been healthy. I mean, I saw a game they played Nash. They might have had their starting lineup. I forgot. It was a small number of games. I mean, Jamal Murray is only Jamal Murray against D'Angelo Russell. Then other games, we don't know what you're going to get from him, and he's been hurt. Aaron Gordon missed time. Michael Porter is, you know, can be – Michael Porter is Kevin Durant when he sees, you know, some teams. Other times he's just Michael Porter. Mm. And he's making a nice chunk of change for a guy who's not close to being an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
And I think – well, one thing I did see, they were saying that pretty much Malone was like, we need to win now. And kind of the front office philosophy, let's bring along these young guys now. Mm. So you've got kind of that mismatched timeline. Like, are you going to, you know, you're trying to bring, you know, if you look at the last couple of years, all their core role guys who you could have paid are gone. You know, KCP's gone. Bruce Brown was big for them. He's gone. They haven't had depth really for 2 years. Mm. So I can see how that's a philosophy thing, you know, play these. And coaches get fired for either playing or not playing young guys all the time. It's either you play them, you get fired. You don't play them because if you play them, you're going to lose a bunch of games, you get fired. Unless you're in Philadelphia back in the day. Or you don't play them and you get fired for not playing the young guys.
Are there any similarities you think between Michael Malone, Mike Brown, and Taylor Jenkins? I feel like they're all pretty stern, the right word, head coaches. Like they could be tough on their players publicly.
I think that's true. And I think probably when it comes to dealing, you look at all three cases, you could see whether they probably a major philosophical difference between the people upstairs and the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And also, given they had gotten their money, why would they not back down? Because I think, and you look at it, a lot of times when these things happen, especially during the season, you know who the replacement is on the bench already. Like anybody in Sacramento who didn't think it was going to be Doug Christie is lying to themselves on purpose. Like I think everyone knew that would be the guy if Mike was gone. The fact that young Adelman's getting the correct chance now is not a shock, you know, because maybe you think his name might come up in the next cycle. So let's try to, you know, if that's the guy you want to keep, you get rid of Malone now and maybe give yourself a head up on that. You know, the Memphis one is just weird because not really, because when the front office hires your entire coaching staff, you're probably going to get fired. That just is what it is. You know, Taylor was on borrowed time the moment they made him fire all his assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And any coach in the NBA will tell you that, you know, there's always going to be input between the front office and the coach about their staff. But when they start telling you that guy, that woman, that man, that is only be on your staff, just count your days. Because usually when they do that, one of those people that they handpicked is someone – they want. I mean, shoot, even with Vogel back in the day, the Lakers tried it. They just let J. Kidd go before they fired Frank. So teams do it all the time.
I was thinking about this, and this could be like a real, real reach, but do you think it's possible that, like you said, they wanted Mike Malone gone regardless, ownership, whoever's making that decision, and they wanted to get him out of there just in case they made a run?
Yeah.
Like if they were done with him, they're like, hey, let's not take any chances with him getting to the conference finals or something like that, or even the NBA finals. Let's move on right now.
Yeah, I think that's – I know my guy Tony Jones, he spends a lot of time in Denver. He said he's surprised by the timing, but not the decision. Like, if you've been around, you're not completely shocked. You're more surprised by the timing of it. Like you said, well, if they go on a crazy run, get to the finals. When you've got Jokic, that's possible. He could be the best player in a series 3-4 times easily. And then all of a sudden, it's like, what do we do next? We don't like this coach. We want to get rid of him for whatever reason.
I'm of the opinion you still could have fired him.
But a lot of people,
what's stopping you?
A lot of folks don't like backlash.
No, sure.
I mean, you know, we live in a.
Well, I don't think this move helped.
I don't think this helped. But then again, management, especially ownership, makes dumbass decisions all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're like, what the hell? And I've always been a believer, if the guy is not your guy as the coach or a player, you move on. Now, I mean, I have no problem with that. You know, you do what you got to do. But so it's after 78 games, a bunch of injuries and inconsistency, you realize that now was the time?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know, yeah, now. And then they always put that dumb statement out, well, it's all about championships still. Is it?
Yeah.
Like, who are you fooling? We still have a championship standard. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. I mean, championship teams, if you're, you know, if Denver had a thing, went into the luxury tax because they were trying to keep Bruce Brown and not lose him, you know, we can't lose KCP. Let's, you know, that's the all-in mentality. This is, we've got Joker. We've already paid Murray and Porter and Gordon, and we're just going to fill in the holes. And I get it with the new salary cap structure and everything with the first apron and all that. But, you know, but not everyone's going to be Boston. Not everyone's going to pay that big tax bill. And even Boston's going to have a reckoning with that at some point soon, where they're going to say, you know what? How much of this, how much more do we want to pay? Boston got a championship, so they can justify it. But say, what if Boston loses in the second round this year? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they will, just hypothetically, they lose in the second round. And they look at that tax bill, and they look at how much you're paying Porzingis, you're paying Derek White. You know, I just think you're going to see a lot more times now where you have your one or two stars, or, you know, and then you just try to fill in the blanks around that. So I'm expecting even this offseason, you're probably going to see some big names traded just for, you know, because for partly for that reason, and also just the fact that you got to build your teams differently now.
You think Denver was at the end of the road with this group that's, you know, been championship contenders for the past 3-4 years? We had talked about it yesterday on the show, where it was just like, you probably need to make some moves outside of like the contract situation. Like, this group seems to be headed towards an end. Did you feel that way about them?
I think they had their core together. So I don't know if they were at the end. I think it all depends on the money. You know, what are you willing to pay to keep that together? But I mean, I don't have it in front of me kind of what, you know, Gordon's deal looks like. You're probably not going to give Michael Porter Jr. another max deal when his deal is up. You know, so I think you're going to have to make some decisions. You know, you might have to have traded a Michael Porter Jr. You might have had to maybe deal a Aaron Gordon, you know. You know, is Jamal Murray going to hold up for a whole season? There's a lot of things to consider, but I think as long as you got Joker, you can't talk about you can't really say the window's closed. But they were going to have to reinvent themselves at some point. They were going to have to do something different, you know, because like I said, it's hard to have four very highly paid players in today's NBA. Especially when you're drafting where they tend to be drafting in recent years. If you're not getting rotation players or finding those gems in the second round, it can be tough.
We speculated part of the reason they let Calvin Booth go was you wanted a general manager to come in here who didn't have an attachment to any of these guys. And if you have to move on from someone like Jamal Murray, you don't have a Calvin Booth who has this emotional attachment to him. You don't have an attachment to Michael Porter Jr. and his story. Obviously, you don't want to move Nikola Jokic, but I did speculate that you have to ask yourself some questions. Like, he's a very, very different individual. He is not a guy who appears to eat, sleep, you know, breathe professional basketball. He has a job, and his job is to be a professional basketball player. he is a very, very good one. LeBron James is 40 years old. His identity for his entire life has been being a basketball player. Jokic, if Jokic, like in all seriousness, if Jokic retired at the end of the season, really, who would be surprised? Like, if you pay attention and you watch what's happening, like, it would be, yeah, I don't want Jokic to retire, but it wouldn't be like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. It'd be like, well, the writing was on the wall. The man didn't even want to go to the championship parade. The man wanted to go see his horse.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that this is the only coach that Jokic has played for.
And that's crazy. Yeah, that is
amazing.
And
how many guys could go that long in the league and only have one coach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that, you know, him and think probably Murray too. Or maybe Murray got there during Shaw. Murray's older, right?
No, Murray's younger.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, your top two guys have one coach their whole career.
Mm hmm.
Which is crazy.
And he shouldn't have been fired. I wouldn't have fired him, none of that. But still a hell of a run for Mike Malone, like in this climate today with how coaches go. Like, it was a nice run, man. You mm-hmm. like you said, you coached those guys for as long as you did. You win a championship, you get to a few conference finals. That's a hell of a run by him, man. This is about the time when nowadays this is about the time when teams and coaches separate. So
yeah, lasting 10 years as a coach nowadays is insane. Like, you're just not going to see a lot of that anymore. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I mean, to last, because I mean, just the different iterations of the NBA over 10 years. Like, the way the league was when he got to Denver is nothing how the league is now.
Right.
So, I mean, the last 10 years anywhere in any sport is an accomplishment in itself. And I know there were times where people had speculated that maybe he was about to be on the outs and then they'd do something really good. Then you kept him. And maybe that is part of it too, because maybe they wanted to do this before, and they're like, "Oh man, he messed around and got to the conference finals. Can't fire him now."
Mm-hmm.
Then, and sometimes it's just a prank. I said, you know, my guy Malone is a very demanding, intense guy, and that's just not for everybody. Maybe the people upstairs just didn't like that anymore. You know, maybe that type of personality works better when you're the number one seed, but when you're the number four seed and you're floundering, nobody wants to hear that the same way.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, to that point, I remember on this show, we were talking about it, maybe not as loudly as we did Coach Bud, but I know I felt if they didn't at least get to the finals the year they won the championship, I thought Mike Malone was going to be gone that
year. Yeah,
he had survived it
right
for a couple of years.
Yeah. If he had a cat, he used up, you know, 7, 8 of those 9 lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but there was times where you said, "I don't know." Then
and this was losing in the playoffs. This wasn't not making the playoffs. This was because he was losing.
And like
one
of the years, like the year they lost to the Warriors in 2022. That was the year they didn't have Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
It was like when they would come up short, there would be legit reasons. You'd be like, well, 22, you don't have Jamal Murray.
Right.
So I think, So what you're saying is that if it wasn't for D'Angelo Russell and my guy, he might have got fired in 2020.
Oh, look, he tried to be nice and say, my guy. That's good. We know who your guy is.
He was on his way out the door, and then, you know, he got a stimulus package.
Oh, man.
Darvin Ham.
And then we started talking crazy to the
he really,
and
he
like
really
I said, and I know Malone. I'm like, I told him, I'm like, you got to stall my city out, Mike. You got to stall us out. I mean, he was on LA's head, and then, you know, they got a coach who could, you know, draw something up, and then they started, you know. But I just think, you know, 10 years. It's probably it might have just been time.
I feel like you really got to entertain trading Jamal Murray.
I think so. I think that's not a crazy idea. I mean, given his salary, given the injury history, he might be your most tradable asset. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, outside of obviously Joker, but you look at, you know, maybe there's a team out there that thinks he's a type of player who puts them over the top, you know, or maybe there's a team where he fits just right. And instead of Jamal Murray being your second best player, he's your third best player. And maybe that makes you a championship team.
I realize, like, I'm kind of a hater with Jamal Murray. I don't know why. Like, it's not like we talk about his injury history. It's not like he's playing Joel Embiid level numbers of games. Like, he's still playing 50, 60 games every year. Mm-hmm. It just feels like we're always, well, you know, if Jamal Murray does this, the Nuggets can, and he's done it once. And that's why I'm just like, if he's your number two, like you're sort of, I don't know that you can.
I'll ask both of you guys, would you take him here in Sacramento? Say they do have the DeMar trade that everybody talks about. You got Jamal, Zach, and Sabonis.
That's a wash to me. Hmm. It's a wash to me. Like,
I don't care.
It's fine. He's young. He's younger. He's 27. It's a wash, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know if Jamal Murray in that situation you just said really moves the needle. Like, it's going to be like, oh my God, they just made a big deal. It's like, not that he's. I think Jamal. I remember someone was trying to make an argument with me that Jamal Murray was on a Hall of Fame track, and I'm like, what are you smoking? Like, he's in the Hall of good players.
He's in the Al Horford wing.
Yeah, he's in the Al Horford has made All-Star teams.
Well, that's true.
Jamal, I mean, you think about the way he's thinking about Jamal's never been an All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's averaged about 18 to 20 for his career. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially in this era, the way teams are scoring, that's not exactly crazy numbers.
Yeah.
And I think, but he has a lot of big time moments where you say you would think, oh man, he's he has these moments. I think if you erase the LA Lakers from his highlight reel, his moments decreased considerably.
But they're in the bubble, like he had
the bubble stretch where was it him? Yeah, he's one of the guys who came out of the bubble,
and no one counts the bubble, but we all saw it. Like that's the thing. Like we all saw it.
The only guy who couldn't duplicate it outside the bubble was T.J. Warren.
Yeah,
T.J. Warren.
T.J. Warren was Jordan.
Michael Jordan in the bubble. He was like, "What the hell?" And when Jamal did it after that, it's just that, like I said, he has so many moments. Like it was him going back and forth with Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Each had 50.
That was fun to watch. That run in 23 was something else. But then again, you get to where it's like, but if he's your second best player, are you really a championship team? Unless everything falls that run they had, everything fell perfectly. The seeding fell perfectly. Even how they lost last year was just, I mean, I think if you're talking about, if they had fired Malone after the way they lost last year, I'd have got it. To lose the game 7 at home the way they did. I could see it. It's just weird to wait 78 more games.
That's crazy.
Because if you're willing to fire him today, you were willing to fire him a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because given how their season is gone, you can't tell me that something happened in the last week or two because they lost at Golden State the other day. That's the reason. Like he has to go now.
Yeah,
Jay, you gonna get the LeBron Barbie?
What
they announced?
No, I'm cool on that. I'm cool.
It looked fire. It looks just like him. Looks exactly like him.
Yeah, I just don't know what I would do with that. I mean, it just would sit somewhere.
Okay. Just asking.
I mean, I'd rather have. I mean, my collection of bobbleheads. I don't know if I can really stick a Barbie. Is it called a Barbie or called a Ken if it's LeBron, or is it called a LeBron?
Well, Ken, Ken is a Barbie.
Yeah,
it's what it is. Like Ken is a Barbie,
Barbie and Band-Aid?
No, like it's an actual it's an actual Barbie. Ken, but it's part of the brand. Ken is a Barbie.
Okay, just checking.
Like Barbie is the name of the signature doll, but like if you look at the package. It'll say Barbie collection, and it's LeBron James, and he's got his bag on.
I mean,
he's got his bag and his headphones. It looks exactly like LeBron. This looks like a picture. This is crazy.
It looks dead on him too. I was like, I wonder how long they did the whole imaging and
the whole signature scan. That's fire, right? Are you looking at it?
That's fire.
It looks so real. I thought it was like a hoax. I'm like, they ain't make no doggone LeBron.
Yeah,
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's.
I won't be getting one, but this is pretty.
I'm like, we don't need these distractions right now, LeBron. You need to focus on the playoff. We don't need no Barbies right now.
Well, it's almost time for what? Dark 023.
Oh yeah, where he pretends to not be on his phone.
He hasn't done that in years, has he?
I don't know. It's all everything's.
Y'all leave LeBron nowadays. Alone, man.
Everything. Let's focus on the positive stuff here. You know, I don't know, but yeah.
You got a Barbie.
Le Barbie.
Wow, Le Barbie.
We appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, brother.
All right, y'all take it easy. All right.